Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to kick off season 2 of our podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. It's called We Are REC. Every week we'll release a new episode talking to different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify. Just do a quick search for We Are REC. We are in the studio today with Casey Hollins from Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. And Casey, we are all keeping our fingers crossed that spring is either here, but you know, it's kind of wonky about the weather these days. So maybe it's just around the corner. A lot of yard work's going to get kicked into high gear, and calling before you dig. Yes. VA811 is a big deal.
Yes. So I hibernate during the winter, and I cannot wait for spring so I can get outside, do some yard work. And I like to spring things on my husband very spontaneously, and that's not good if it involves any type of digging. In our neighborhood and in a lot of our member neighborhoods, there are underground utilities. Over half of REC's power lines are underground. And so if you are planning any type of construction project at your home that requires digging, maybe it's a do-it-yourself project that you plan to do, or if you're planning on prepping a new garden site or doing some landscaping, what we want you to know is that you need to contact Virginia 811 before you dig. And what's really great about Virginia 811 is that they have really enhanced their online feature. So instead of having to call Virginia 811, now all you have to do is click to get a ticket started. And so what that does is it triggers a underground utility expert to come out and to mark all of the underground lines on your property. And it keeps you and anyone who's doing work for you safe. Typically, if you've hired a contractor, if you're doing a construction project where you have a builder coming in, they will do this for you. But if you're doing any type of DIY work, you really need to click Virginia 811 before you dig. And underground utilities are underground, but in a lot of cases, they're not as deep as you might think. The depth isn't incredibly deep. So even a child digging could dig into an underground utility. Oh. And so our goal is to keep everyone safe. So we don't want anyone coming in contact with any underground utilities, especially a power line, because it could be deadly.
And I think a lot of times people just assume, oh, I live in an older neighborhood. They didn't put things underground back in the day when this house was built. Well, that may not necessarily be the case.
That may not be the case. My neighborhood was built in the 90s. And like I said, our electricity is underground, but we also have propane lines. There's telephone lines. So there's a variety of things that are underground on your property that you just might not be aware of. And in some cases, there might not be, but you just want to make sure that you know the areas where you should not dig. That way, if you need to relocate a tree that you were hoping to plant or find a better spot for your garden, then you're prepared to do that in advance.
And it doesn't cost anything.
No.
So the whole better safe than sorry doesn't even come with a price tag.
That's exactly right. It's free, 100% free. And Virginia 811 is a great partner, and they are relatively quick. So it takes approximately 3 days. So once you notify Virginia 811, once you click Virginia 811, it'll take approximately 3 days for your underground utilities to be marked. But then once they're marked, you'll be able to see what type of underground utilities you have on your property and where they're located so that you can start your project. And it's just really important. Safety is our number one priority, and we exercise safety even in the offices where our indoor employees work. But our big focus is to make sure that our members are safe. We want you to be able to do these fun projects or build a fire pit and have a swimming pool put in, whatever the case may be.
Even if it's something as simple as putting up a fence.
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. We just don't want you to be injured in the process.
So I've seen places where they have the little markers, and I've assumed that that's what somebody, neighbors have been doing in my neighborhood, but they're different markers. So yes. How do they give you a little diagram when they come out and mark it and tell you this is what this means and this line is here?
They have all of that information on the Virginia 811 website, and we also have that information on the REC website. So under our vegetation management section and in our safety section, we talk about Virginia 811. But like you said, there are different color codes to indicate the type of lines that are underground. Any red markings, and they'll mark with flags, but they'll also mark with spray paint. Mm-hmm. So you'll want to make sure that you really pay attention. So the red color indicates electric power lines, electric cables, conduit and lighting cables that are underground. Those are really dangerous, and we don't want you to dig into those. Not only will it cause a power outage, but it could, as I said earlier, it could be deadly.
Right.
There is also an orange color. The orange indicates telecommunication lines. So it could be a Verizon line, it could be a fiber line, or any type of telecommunication line.
Cable,
yes. Yellow indicates natural gas, oil, petroleum, propane, any other type of flammable material, which is also incredibly dangerous. Green indicates sewers and drain lines, which is, yeah, it's gross, but not it's as, also not so, really yeah. expensive to fix. Blue is potable water. Purple is reclaimed water irrigation lines. And then white is proposed excavation limits or route. So if a contractor is doing work at your home, then they know what the colors are. But if you're doing the work yourself, no matter really what the color is, you don't want to dig into or around these lines. So it's really just important for planning. If you're plan is to dig this weekend, you probably want to reschedule that because you want to give Virginia 811 the 3 days that they need to come out and identify and mark the lines. But then you want to give yourself time to rethink your plans if you do find that you have underground utilities in the area that you were hoping to do a fence or a garden or plant trees.
When I was a kid, my dad was a concrete contractor. So he would go to houses and do driveways and basement floors and patios and things like that. So a lot of times they were having to dig. Mm-hmm. And he would have to call. Back then, it was called Miss Utilities.
Yes.
And I remember as a little kid, I would ask Dad, who was this Miss Utilities and how did she have time to answer the phone
right.
for all of these people calling her? And he used to roll his eyes at me like it was crazy and then explain to me, no, honey, this is what this is actually
right.
for. I love that they've gone now to Virginia 811.
Yes. And if you did have to call, 811 is the number that you would call. And that's really easy to remember. And what's really great about this service is it's a national service. So it's important for you to know that living here in Virginia. But if you moved to another state, you would need to know this as well because it's a national service. So
it would just change for Maryland
yeah.
or Texas or Florida or wherever you live.
That's right.
Ah, so what is the web access again?
The web access is va811.com. And so once you go to va811.com, you'll be able to click the start ticket button to get your work noted and to trigger someone to come out and mark your underground utilities. When the underground utility expert comes out, you don't have to be home. They'll come out, they'll mark the lines, and then when you come home from work or school or wherever you may be, you'll be able to see those and make decisions. And they do leave a material behind that you can refer to, and then you can follow up with them if you have questions. If you do find that electric lines are located on your property and you need to talk to REC about that, you can give us a call, and our 1-800 number is 1-800-552-3904. And you can also go to our website and find information about Virginia 811, and it's under the safety section. So always click before you dig.
Thank you, Casey.
Thank you.